Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, The Broken Gates of Hell.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and everyone that does, he prunes so it will bear more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in them will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you may bear much fruit and become my disciples. In the Easter icon, Descent into Hell, Christ is not imaged as a vine. Yet, maybe he is. Grapevines tend to have deeper and less dense root systems than many other plants. Much deeper, in fact. Grapevine roots can grow more than 20 feet deep, while 60% of the root remains in the top 24 inches of soil. In the icon, Descent into Hell, Christ is this incredible central image, clothed in flowing white robes that are billowing up as he is deliberately going down, descending. The power of his descent is magnified by the taut fabric filled with intentional purpose and strength in his robes. His feet are firmly landed on the broken gates of hell. Hell. As he arrives in the depths of hell, undeterred, while hell is falling apart around him, he grasps Eve and Adam, one hand each, and in one fell swoop, draws them, is pulling them alive from their tombs in hell. The dynamism of Easter is real, as we are caught in the gust of spirit swirling in through and around Christ. I am the true vine. Remain in me as I remain in you. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask and it will be done for you. Like the roots of the vine, Jesus' descent into hell goes deep. While more than 60% of him is in the topsoil, humanity, symbolized in Eve and Adam, having remained in the Word of God, in the beginning was the Word, through whom all came into being. Humanity, indeed all of creation, is in the midst of resurrection transformation. Even as in its leaving the depths of Hades, a foot, a shin, a knee are still caught there in hell. Something like where we are today in this devastating time of COVID-19. Christ's words, "I am the true vine," console us. He is saying, "My roots are deeper than your fear, deeper than your pain, your grief, your suffering. Remain rooted in me. Grasp my hand as it reaches toward you. I will never stop reaching for you." This time of isolation, social distancing, letting go of normal, this pruning can allow for the disciple heart to expand. Numerous competing agendas are let go. Eventually, we recognize detachment arriving, and with it, an emptiness that is open and receptive. Pruning does this. Now we can receive the abundant new life Christ offers, hand outstretched, with his feet firmly planted on the broken gates of hell. We hear his words, "I am the true vine." We hear them with hope, anticipation, and promise, as together, remaining in him, we see the broken gates of hell as we ask, and it is done for us.